Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Test 1 2 2 2 2 2 test check test 1 2. Test 1 2. Heather Rose, Scarlett, hit first. Sabrina, you guys see me out there? Test.
Vincent the Gay or what?
2 2 2. Check. Hello, is this on? Hello? Bert, can you hear me? Yes, hello. Hello? Check. 1 2. Wait now.
We're Vincent the Bay.
Into the Bay. Yeah, that's right. Back for another edition of Free Ball Friday, Disorderly Conduct. Thanks for joining. I'm your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours. Gonna take your calls. Your calls take priority. The number 347-826-7667. A lot of stuff happened during the week, and hopefully review some of that stuff within the next hour or two. And if there's anything on your mind, please join me. 347-826-7667. Shouts out to early chit chatters, Desert Rose, Doe Mella, Moonman XXX, Scarlet Kitty, Stabby McHugs, Bert, Wena One Actual, and We're Fucked. Could have you folks aboard early on here. Congratulations to the Baltimore Orioles. They were victorious today, just moments ago, defeating the Texas Rangers in the one-game wild card playoff. So the Orioles advance. The Rangers go home. The illustrious season that the Rangers had is no more. Can you believe it? Do you even care? It doesn't matter. The A's swept the Rangers. Speaking of the Rangers, the A's swept the Rangers this week to capture the AL West title. And they're going to be facing off with the Detroit Tigers the five-game division series or whatever they fucking call it. Yeah, good times. Anywho, oh yeah, the Giants are in the playoffs too. We got both Bay Area teams won their divisions this year and are moving on to the postseason. The Giants are playing tomorrow too. And nice to see a Bay Area Bay Bridge series. That would be fun. And, yeah, so lots going on. Gangnam Style continues to sweep the nation. I believe it's already jumped the shark, but it don't matter. I'm staying on board. I love Gangnam Style. I found some more Gangnam Style spoofs this week that I'll share with you. And... and yeah, oh yes, also, if you haven't been paying attention, there's a late night Blog Talk Radio presidency that is up for grabs right now. There's early polling going on. Yours truly is in the running. I'm neck and neck with Goofy Bone. And I need your vote. So go over to, what is it? BTRpresident.blogspot.com. That's BTRpresident.blogspot.com. And we'll talk more about the that election. There was a presidential debate, a real President of the United States debate. We can talk about that if you're interested. Also talk about the unemployment numbers that came out today. Some wacky folks who have some crazy idea that the government is lying to them. Anyway, we can talk about that or not, or anything else that's on your mind. You got to call in 347-826-7667. Here, I'm going to paste the link in the chat room. Everybody go vote for me at least 10 times. This is a poll, though, so it's just to gauge voter sentiment. And yeah, help me out. I'm in second place within range. Desert Rose, thank you for voting for me, even though you are also running for president. Thanks. I guess I'll have to return the favor and vote for you a couple of times. But that's the queen of BTR, Desert Rose, in the building. So yeah, it's Free Ball Friday. I'm Vince in the Bay, your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours. I was planning to have Jay Lederman on the show today to talk about Barrett Brown's indictment. He canceled, though. That's unfortunate. Maybe we can, hopefully I can get him on again. But I'll still talk. I'll still go over the indictment. Hopefully we'll get Ms. Becker to call in the next hour to analyze this indictment of Barrett Brown. Meow. It's Free Ball Friday, everybody. I hope you're not wearing any underpants. I'm not. I'm not even wearing a shirt. The only reason I have pants on is because it's Free Ball Friday, and you're technically not free balling if you're not wearing pants. So I'm free balling. I got my shirt off. My jelly rolls are exposed. And the magic carpet that is my chest hair is out there. Yeah, thank God this is a radio show. I'd hate to subject you folks to a video version of this program. It'd be terrible. Anyhoot, What's up to, oh, shout out to Melissa 13 in the building. And, oh yeah, Melissa, we are voting for Vince in the Bay for in the Blog Talk Radio present late night presidential poll. And you click on the link that I put in the chat room there, btrpresident.blogspot.com, and help me become the late night president of BTR. So there you have it. It's Free Ball Friday. Be right back.
All right, from the top, free balling. She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus and America too. She's got big tits, crazy about humping. She loves bareback and a vibrator too. It's a long day living in the Bay. It's a long day, 'cause I got a big penis. There's a hippie running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for wearing no underpants, 'cause I'm free, free ballin'. Yes, I'm free, free ballin'. Yes, I'm free, free ballin'. That's right, I'm wearing any underpants tonight, kids. I hope you aren't either. That's because I'm free. Free ballin'. That's when you're wearing pants with no underpants. Try it sometime. Enjoy it. Be liberated.
Open Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. 낮에는 따스러운 인간적인 여자, 커피 한 잔에 여유를 아는 품격 있는 여자, 밤이 오면 심장이 뜨거워지는 여자, 그런 반전 있는 여자. 강남 스타일
from out of your water stand.
Open Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
His dick talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she's sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, better lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Ah, motherfucking J-O. You already know what it is. It's VITB back up in this. Taking calls, everybody. Don't be shy. Plenty to talk about. Congratulations, Oriole and Cardinal fans. The Birds won today. If you had your money on the teams that were Birds, you'd be good. I'm watching the press conference now. Joe Torre, I didn't realize he's the executive VP of baseball operations for the Braves. Well, anyway, I didn't see the game, but allegedly there was a questionable call, infield fly rule that should have been, I guess, a hit. I don't know. But people were pretty pissed. Anyways, Shauna Nana Braves. Thanks for coming out. Anyhoot, yeah. Gangnam Style, everybody. Thank you for voting for me if you were so gracious as to go over to btrpresident.blogspot.com and vote for me. Good times, good times. Gangnam Style, baby. That's right. If I'm your BTR president, it will be 24 hours of partying. Gangnam Style. Always. Don't be shy, people. Call in 347-826-7667. We can talk about anything. We don't have to talk about sports or baseball. Although, I believe there's a lot of butthurt spread among Atlanta Braves and Texas Ranger fans. Two teams that had fantastic seasons definitely deserve to be in the playoffs. Do they deserve a one and done? I don't know. I think you're going to find out real quick they're going to change this to a two out of three at least. Should be a play-in series. Because now suddenly the season seems empty, doesn't it? Shouts out to Dennis Eckersley. Dennis Eckersley doing the TBS stuff. I didn't even realize TBS did baseball. I thought they just did basketball. Conan O'Brien. Anyhoot. There's a lot to talk about. This Barrett Brown character.
Take down your pants.
He has been under, I guess, federal. He's been locked up by the feds for a couple of weeks now. This out of the AP. Barrett Brown has at times called himself an author, a freedom fighter, and a spokesman for the movement of hacker activists known as Anonymous. In tweets and videos, Brown praises Anonymous's work, rips his opponents, and repeatedly lashes out at his biggest nemesis, the FBI. Actually, I feel like I'm doing the news. It doesn't feel like Gangnam Style. Just doesn't feel right.
We cut that.
There we go. Anyways, this out of the AP. It's tough doing a radio show, being your own engineer and chat moderator and Twitter spammer and research guy. An engineer, it's tough. It's a host. Did I say host? It's tough. So that's why I encourage you to call in and take over the show. If you have anything on your mind, anything you want to share with the community here, feel free to call in. When you call in, if you're new to BTR, you call in and you press the number 1, and that will prompt me and let me know that you want to join the discussion. Assuming a discussion surfaces at some point. That's right. VITB News presents our top news stories, the top stories that we are following right here live on Blog Talk Radio. We'll keep you up to date. As Goofy says, every half an hour on the hour. I forget how he says it. He totally fucks it up, though. All right, so listen. Barrett Brown has at times called himself a blah, blah, blah. In tweets and videos, Brown praises Anonymous's work, rips his opponents, and repeatedly lashes out at his biggest nemesis, the FBI. Now his online posts have landed him in federal prison. The 31-year-old Brown is charged with making internet threats and retaliating against law enforcement in a 3-count federal indictment that quotes dozens of his tweets and YouTube videos. One of those videos, posted just before his arrest last month, includes a promise to ruin an FBI agent's life and, quote, look into his expletive kids. Brown is currently in custody at a Fort Worth prison. He is scheduled to have an October 18th hearing to determine his mental capacity. Both the FBI's Dallas office and Brown's attorney, Doug Morris, declined to comment about the case. Like many associated with the shouty movement of cyber rebels, Brown was a rabid social media user who posts veered from serious to emotional to profane. In several tweets, he said federal agents were investigating him. He posts that he was angry at the FBI, and in one tweet on September 11th, quoted in the indictment, he said his mother was being threatened with charges. Sometimes Brown hinted that he was considering violence. Quote, as I will explain further tomorrow, I will regard any further armed raids as potential #Zeta assassination attempts and respond accordingly. End quote. Brown wrote, referencing the notorious Mexican drug cartel. Brown directed several profanities at one agent he identifies as Robert Smith. Now, side note. How do we know Robert Smith exists? I swear to God. Is he talking about... I swear to God, he's trolling. There is no Robert Smith. He's talking about the character from The Matrix. Oh, boy. Good luck with your mental capacity hearing there, Barrett. Anyhoot. The article goes on and on and on and on. Of course, Gabriella Coleman gets a quote in here. She said, he put in work into the network. He was very, very involved. the network. I heard Jay Lederman gets a quote in here. We were going to try to have Jay on the show tonight. I'm really sorry he didn't make it, but he says, the thing about free speech and free expression is people that are interested in it are, by their very nature, always tending to explore the boundaries. In a society that prizes free expression and one that has a great premium upon the marketplace of ideas, it's hard to say that someone went too far in expressing themselves when really no harm was done. It just goes on and on and on about Barrett Brown and his hard-on for the FBI. And, yeah, there you have it. All right, let's take calls. 347-826-7667. Let's go to the lines here. We got to go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Hello.
Who's this?
Hello.
Hey.
Oh, shit. You're breaking up.
Really? Oh, I'll be right back.
Oh, there you are. Oh, I'm here.
Is this Ms. Becker?
Yes, it's me.
Hey, Ms. Becker. What's going on?
Hello. Nothing. I just ditched the second half of this class I had to go to tonight that I normally don't have on Fridays because, you know, I'm a rebel.
I hear you.
Yeah.
So you were pretty, you went over this little indictment pretty thoroughly. At least it seemed like from your tweets.
Well, I went through each line because it all kind of struck me as, they're trying to pancake together all of these tweets. And I mean, from tweets alone, it's hard to put in, what's the word? It's hard to make a freaking retaliation threat in a tweet because you're limited to 140 characters and they're trying to pancake all these tweets together in his videos to infer that he was going to violate all these statutes they're accusing him of, and it's kind of, I feel like they're stretching it, especially since it's like this guy's thing, and the worst thing is probably that last video he posted. And in the video itself, he's saying, I'm a heroin addict, and I'm weaning, I don't have my Suboxone or something, I haven't taken it. And I'm glad, I didn't know that they were going to do a mental capacity here, and I'm glad that's happening, because it's like, clearly there's plenty of reason to believe he wasn't mentally or emotionally stable, because he's withdrawing from Suboxone, which is pretty harsh. But other than that last video, which is pretty bad, but I don't
know. That last video is pretty dubious.
It.
Yeah.
It's pretty, He did three.
The first two were obviously shot, like, at a different time, and he seemed lucid, and he didn't really say anything threatening at all. And then the third one, he's totally disheveled. He's dressed different.
Right.
It's about a different time of day. He's in a he's in a totally different mood, and he just goes off.
Yeah.
So,
and I haven't seen the first two videos to compare it, but I mean, just from him saying the beginning alone, you know, I haven't taken my Suboxone. I think that's enough.
Yeah. Well, I think the only thing they really have to get him to stick with, I don't know how many charges or whatever, but threatening a law enforcement officer, I think he's probably. They could probably stick that on him, and that's about it. Don't you think?
Right.
I mean, there's, what, like 15 counts?
But what is the threat, though? You know?
It's like what Lederman said. Lederman said, you know, in the end, who has been harmed by anything he's done?
Right. And from a freedom of speech perspective, which is what I'm interested
show
in
me
most.
The victim. Show me the victim, people.
Right.
Show me the victim.
And how far can you go when it comes to saying something that is quote unquote threatening toward a federal officer? It is enumerated in the statute that you can't threaten them with physical harm or retaliation, et cetera, et cetera. But how close can you get to what's enumerated before they, you know, go in and raid you, for God's sakes? when all you've done is said things, you know.
Right. Shouts out to a non sicko in the building right now.
Hey, sicko. Hey.
And shouts out to Anani Bear. Thank you for joining us tonight. It's myself and Ms. Becker. We're hanging out. We're I want to congratulate Anand Sicko on a fantastic Texas Rangers season. It's a shame it had to end with a one-off playoff. I think it's bullshit. I think the Rangers had too good of a season to deserve just a one-game playoff, as are the Orioles. I would say the same thing if the Orioles lost. I think that's bullshit. I think it should be at least a 2 out of 3, and that's going to change really quick. And if it's 2 out of 3, they're guaranteed more revenue too. So,
are we completely out of the regular season now, or is everything in postseason, or what?
Everything's postseason now. It's all playoffs.
Wow.
The playoffs started today. It was a play-in game, and the Cardinals and the Orioles advanced.
And the Dodgers did not.
And the Dodgers, Dodgers are kicking it, watching from home. Shouts out to Jim Thome, still active in baseball and going into the playoffs. I think he's like 64 years old, and he's still playing baseball. Are you Googling Jim Thome?
Are you asking me? Because I Google everything you say that I don't know. No, I just logged into the chat because I wasn't logged in.
Oh, there you go.
I was on guest version of chat.
Yeah, lots of folks in the chat. Anand Sicko, Desert Rose, Dolmella, GU357, Hark, Shark.
Moon Man calls me Miss Pecker. No one ever calls me Miss Pecker. That's such an easy bullying insult. And finally someone calls me Miss Pecker. Huh?
What's wrong with Miss Tucker?
Pecker, P-E-C-K-E-R.
Oh.
I mean, if you're going to bully me and make fun of me, why not call me Miss Pecker? No one ever did that when I was growing up. No one ever did Miss Pecker to me or Lauren Pecker.
How about Miss...
So that makes me happy.
How about Miss Pecker Wood? Miss Pecker Wood?
Well,
that's what I'll call you on air from now, is be Pecker Wood.
No. We're not going to do that.
I'm on air here, Pecker, and we're taking calls. 347-8. When you call in, press number 1, okay? And like Ms. Becker did. Balls to you, Ms. Becker.
Balls to you!
I have a question.
Yeah.
Maybe people in chat know the answer. Is it true that one of these tweets in the indictment by Barrett was actually a retweet of someone else? I saw that on Twitter, that one of these tweets up to this was actually a retweet, that someone else had tweeted it, and he just retweeted it, and they listed that on the indictment.
Oh. Yeah, you know, I kind of just went off of your tweets, and I looked at it, I just skimmed over it, and it just seemed like... It seemed to me like they had just thrown a bunch of spaghetti on the wall and hoping that something sticks.
He's totally subtweeting. It's like you have to really.
I want confirmation that Agent Smith really exists. Can we even?
Yeah, we're not going to get
that first.
I'm not going to get that because he's a victim, so he's just RS, which is still kind of stupid. Because we all know who RS is. If you look at what page is it, page 3? Yeah, bottom footnote 1 on page 3 of the indictment.
Put the link, you have the link. Put the link in the chat room so people can play along.
Okay, yeah. 1 second.
If you're just joining us, Pecker and I are going over the Barrett Brown indictment here. She just posted the link to it in the chat room. You can probably also find it on Twitter. Just search Barrett Brown indictment on Twitter. I'm sure you'll find it there, too. So you're saying page three?
Page three, and this is also where the retweet is on. Item number seven is Barrett used his Twitter account and reposted the message, a dead man can't leak stuff, ... illegally shoot the son of a bitch, which doesn't, I don't even see, you know, he's referring to shoot the son of a bitch, and the son of a bitch seems to refer to someone who can leak things. So I don't even understand how that's threatening. I don't know. That's weird that they would include that.
Yeah, I hear you.
And it, there's so much, I feel like there's just a lot lacking, especially because they post these tweets that all have all the links, and they don't put that much, other than maybe one or two of the videos, they don't put much context or content coming out of what these things that he's leaking. I haven't been to every single link, but it seems like he's leaking all these things, which would provide all of the content and the context for these quote-unquote incriminating tweets, but they don't have much much in this indictment other than these tweets themselves. So you're just kind of thinking, is there more to these tweets that they're drawing from, which makes these tweets so threatening? And they don't, like I said, they're just kind of pancaking together all these tweets to.
Well, I think you know what,
I saw the
whole thing, and I think honestly, if there's the smoking gun, if there is a smoking gun, it's this. I'm going to play it right now, and I'll be right back with calls 347-826-7667. Join me and Ms. Pecker on air right now. But yeah, I think this is the smoking gun right here. If anything, this is the worst thing I think he did, and if he's guilty,
the third video.
This one, yeah, right here.
Yeah.
I know what's legal because I know what's been done to me, and if it's legal when it's done to me, it's going to be legal when it's done to fucking FBI agent Robert Smith, who is a criminal, who is involved in a criminal conspiracy that has thank God been revealed, part of which was evident months and months ago because I told the fucking FBI agent Daniel Porsek, who gave me a fake name when his fucking little Jennifer Emick fucking informant, HB Dairy employees, was bragging about the shit and gave me the number. I guess he wanted to talk to me and see what I'd say. Well, his real name is Daniel Porsek. I know that now because more hacked emails that she got and that she has not reviewed it, although she is the informant now claiming she doesn't work for HB Dairy, even though we didn't have the invoices, the emails, her ex-partners, give a testimony. It was already obvious and we have other proof of it, even besides these things that she doesn't know about yet. We don't play on our hands like they do. Anyway, so that's why Robert Smith's life is over. So when I say his life is over, I don't say I'm going to go kill him. But I'm going to ruin his life and look into his fucking kids because Aaron Barr did the same thing. And he didn't get ready for it. I like the apples. And the final legal note I should notice is that, as Robert Smith has noted, I am in danger from the Zetas. No journalist in the U.S. has ever been killed by the Zetas, to my knowledge. No ex-journalist, and certainly no wacky adventurer, junkie, weirdo like Barrett Brown. But it could happen. As all the magazines and newspapers were saying, and as is true now that my part of my address is still gone. I'm moving in 2 weeks, so I'll be a little bit safer then, but my part of my address is still up. Thanks to that fellow. It's out there because of him. And I will assume, since Zetas often take the guise of Mexican security personnel, government officials, and often are government officials, I'm concerned that the same trick may be played here in the U.S. As such, any armed official from the U.S. government, particularly the FBI, will be regarded as potential Zeta assassin squads. And as the FBI and DPD know, which is why they sent 30 guys to my house when I wasn't here in my apartment here, and then another 20 to come search my mom's house, they know that I'm armed, that I come from a military family, that I was taught to shoot by a Vietnam vet and by my father, a master hunter of all things, who goes and shoots elephants, or he did when he had his money before the FBI guy got him. And I will shoot all of them and kill them if they come and do anything, because they are engaged in a criminal conspiracy, and I have reason to fear for my life, not just from the Zetas, but from the U.S. government, because of how much they fucked up and how much they keep getting caught, and because of how much my name is wrapped around all that stuff. Every little news circus I create from here on out directs the media and the public to the criminal conspiracy that was never investigated last year involving Team Phoenix and the Justice Department, Eric Holder's little fucking Justice Department, already a fucking under a cloud, you know, not relative to the Bush administration, but still almost as bad. You know, and that helps. So I have no choice left but to defend my family, myself, my girlfriend, my reputation, my work, my activism, my ideas, and the revelations that my friends are going to prison so that we can have a chance to get out for other people, so they would matter. And frankly, you know, it was pretty obvious I was going to be dead before I was 40 or so. So I wouldn't mind going out with you, FBI sidearms, like a fucking Egyptian pharaoh. Adios.
Adios, dude.
Wow.
That was the worst thing I think he did. And he shouldn't even serve time for that. He should get time served because he's already in there.
Right.
You know, probably get some heavy probation, therapy type thing. We're gonna bring on calls now. I got Sicko. What's going on,
guys?
Sicko?
How's everybody doing tonight?
Hey.
Honestly, a little bit shell shocked for both of the teams that lost today.
Yeah. The National League game, that InfoFly rule. I've seen the InfoFly rule called out. Somewhere in the shallow outfield, but never that deep. And that was. When things are down as a one game playoff, I hate to see the umpires swing the game either way. Of course, this will probably be the only year we see it as a one game playoff. That being said, on to the Rangers. What? Oh my God! fucking Josh Hamilton. Josh Hamilton is a great batter. He has no discipline.
Isn't he an alcoholic?
Well, he's a recovering alcoholic and crackhead. Josh Hamilton was actually kicked out of baseball because of his addiction. Suspended from baseball, went on this rampage, where he was. Got all these tattoos and was drinking too much and smoking crack and was arguably, talent-wise, coming into baseball, probably one of the best baseball players that had ever been seen. People said, when A-Rod was coming up, you could see what kind of player A-Rod was going to be the minute he stepped on the field. And people were saying that Josh Hamilton was going to eclipse A-Rod easily. And you see it. He was second place in home runs hit, second place in RBI, second place in slugging percentage. The dude can hit. He just refuses to learn any discipline. I'm not saying that he needs to learn, he needs to not swing at every pitch. He needs to learn in situations. In situations like today, you're never going to see a pitch that he's going to hit. He should have been taking first pitches just to fuck with the pitcher. And he never did. He never took a pitch. Between him and Napoli, they were like 0-for-8 with like 5 strikeouts, and that just can't happen. Next year, the Rangers team is going to be a lot different. I'm fairly certain Josh Hamilton is going to be a Yankee. Mike Napoli is probably not going to be a Ranger next year. That's not a slight against Mike Napoli. Dude's a beast. He's just probably going to get a better offer than what the Rangers are going to get him. And I don't think Ron Washington's going to be with the Rangers next year.
Yeah, that's who I felt the worst for in the whole thing. Whenever they would have cutaways to Ron, poor Ron, he's real frail. He's just trying to, he's had health problems, he does really well. He's a great coach. And then, his team just totally breaks down and takes a crap on him at the end of the season. No players for him, took the bull by the horns and showed some leadership and leadership, just with the A's, it's kind of it's spread around,
Well, in the regular season, up until the last 2 weeks of the season, it was like that with the Rangers. The Rangers have the most stacked lineup in baseball. Anybody's a danger to hit. If they're not going to hit a home run, then they're more than able to put a ball in the gap. But Ron Washington has made his fair share of mistakes. Ron Washington doesn't know how to manage a pitching rotation. He can coach one during the regular season, but he can't coach one in a series that you win, you go home. He showed that in the World Series last year. He showed that in the World Series in 2010. He showed that against the A's. He showed that against the Angels this year. And he showed that in this game. His decision to start Yu Darvish was the best decision, but then to bring Holland in when he did, Ron Washington has a tendency to bring Holland in, and it's worked, then it's not worked, and I don't know, with the arms we have in our bullpen, the decision to bring Holland in, you're just like, what are you doing? You know, Holland's a starting pitcher. You have these other guys who have been pitching relief for you all year long. Give them the ball, you know. So he's made his fair share of mistakes. And I think part of the attitude you see out of the Rangers, where you don't see a lot of urgency and desire. I think a lot of that can actually probably be put on Ron Washington not inspiring his team right.
Yeah, right on. It's too bad it didn't work out for them. They're definitely going to be something interesting to see as they morph into something different. And we're morphing back and forth into different topics tonight, folks. We're talking about Barrett Brown and Agent Smith, and I played that video where Agent Smith, where he threatened Agent Smith, and I think we actually have Agent Robert Smith with us on the phone now. Let's see if this is him. I think this is him, Agent Robert Smith. Is this you all on the line?
Good evening, Vince.
Hey,
Vince,
agents.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm calling out of the Washington Bureau right now, and I'm having a little problem with my connection.
Okay. I can hear you fine. You sound good. So are you're the actual agent in that was mentioned here?
Pretty much, yeah.
So that's like a fake. It's like an alias name, but you're the guy?
Well, we won't get into that at the Bureau here. Just calling to say that we've pretty much put an end to the Anonymous Collective now that we've arrested its leader, Barrett Brown. And the FBI has a real problem with gingers shooting their mouth off on the Internet.
Gingers?
Gingers, yes. The FBI is really opposed to gingers shooting their mouth off, making threats. Mr. Brown talked about his family and his marksmanship, but when we busted down his door, all we heard was, ow, wow, 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 wow.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
Yeah, that was kind of some
Wait, were you at the raid, Agent Smith?
Absolutely. You son of a bitch, little ginger, wants to talk about my family.
You're kidding me. Here, let's hear the we got the clip of it right here. Might as well play it. This is the raid. We have Agent Smith with us on the line. This is a replay of Barrett getting raided live on Tiny Chat. And I guess in the background we might hear you, Agent Smith. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'll let you know.
All right. Okay. Here we go. Here it is.
The one? No, not this one. The one. Oh,
it was her the whole time. You said it was a loop. You just interpreted.
Why not?
Do you do that? Do you have a gift of yourself?
People do. Super passionate about
this argument.
Yeah, the ow, ow, ow.
Oh,
right
is
that
getting fucking
up.
Raided by the FBI? Yes. Holy shit!
Yeah, I like that guy's reaction. He's gonna go down in infamy in the interweb.
Well, I'll tell you folks one last thing here, and that is if you want to challenge the FBI, well, we troll in chat rooms as transsexuals, so always keep your eye out for the tranny.
Absolutely, Agent Smith. I really appreciate the tips. This is huge. I can't believe you called in. I was doubting that you even existed, but you have debunked me. I appreciate your call.
Well, lastly, I'll just say, go Tigers.
Oh, fuck you, Agent Smith. Go A's. all the way. Thanks. Thanks for calling, Agent Smith. It was great to have you on. I appreciate it. Appreciate the call. It's 347-826-7667. I'm Vince of the Bay. I got Miss Becker and Anon Sicko and another caller. Let's see who this is. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. What's up? Hello, caller. You're on the air. Are you there? Unmute yourself on your end, maybe, caller.
What's happened?
All right. We'll put him back on hold. I believe when you call in now, it prompts you, it tells you when you've been unmuted, right?
Yes, it does.
What does it say to you when you get sent into the green room?
It actually, just a second ago, didn't say anything to me. You can try putting me in there real quick, and I'll see if it says anything.
Okay. All right, here, we're going to do an experiment. Ms. Becker, take over while we work this out, all right? Hello, Ms. Becker?
Okay.
Yeah, take over the show.
Yeah.
It's your show. It's the Ms. Becker show now, folks. This is an exclusive. The next 10-minute segment is going to be Ms. Becker's program. If you want to call in and talk to Ms. Becker, it's her show for the next 10 minutes.
No. 10 minutes?
Yeah.
It's not going to take 10 minutes to figure out what the stupid thing says when you go on mute. It's going to take like 20 seconds. What are you guys going to do in the green room? What is this? Has it gone? Oh, motherfucker. Oh, geez. Okay, I'm just going to talk to the chat room then. Does anyone know, like, is Astrid McFadden, who is that? Is she, like, pro-Anon? Is she anti-Anon? I can't tell. I think I've been in one tiny chat with her. What color? I have yellow underwear on. Tell us a story. Anon Bear is fine. Anon Bear, actually, I think I threw him on the floor last night. I throw him when I sleep. I'll go to sleep with him, like cuddling him, and then I wake up and I've thrown him across the room. So right now he's on the floor. It's not a she. What do you mean I'm not a she? Anana Bear? I've had Anana Bear. But Ben, fuck you. Get back on. Anonymous, I think I've had him since I was 9 years old. Does that make me 15? Vince, come out of the green room. Research what? It's going to be so much dead air. Stuff. Technical difficulties. Are you stuck in the green room? Are there strippers in the green room? What happens if I just hang up and it's just dead air and you're stuck in the green room forever? Yes, that is a euphemism for coming out of the closet. I don't want to talk in an Anabear voice right now. I just had ice cream, so I'm all gargly.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, now she is in the green room, and so we're going to bring on 802 now. Go ahead, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, Vince, how are you, brother?
Hey, who's this?
Antichrist 73.
Antichrist 73, great to have you on, bro. What's on your mind?
Oh, just listening in on the various topics just being discussed tonight. I kind of think Mr. BBLOL was such an easy target for to ostracize. But, you know, at the same time, his wiki project is pretty impressive if you go through it, you know.
Yeah, say what you want to about Barrett Brown, but Project PM and the work he did on the H.B. Gary League and, you know, the work he's done figuring out, you know, what's going on in the security world and, you know, with these various security firms and stuff like that. Like, it's hard to deny that Brown's influence.
That's sicko?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the quality of the work is evident, you know, and it all checks out. You know, fine line between madness and genius. I'm certainly not calling him a genius, but to throw in an OxyContin habit and, you know, things can spiral. What's that?
I would not call him a genius.
Right. I mean,
most geniuses are haunted by some demon or another.
No doubt.
I've seen drugs ruin the greatest of minds, and I've also seen the greatest of minds work well under the influence of drugs, but just watch it destroy the rest of their lives.
Yeah, good point, brother, for sure. And I mean, I had some great, you know, he was in Tiny Chat Alone a lot. every once in a while you could catch him and have a really intelligible conversation with him. It was kind of scary to see how he spiraled there the last week and a half, 2 weeks. Clearly he wasn't getting, you know, his whatever he was taking to satiate his need for opiates. You know, and it sucked. He was obviously drinking a ton to try to make up for that. But it's, you know, it's like, why piss on him when it's so easy? You know, pick a better target. Look at the quality of the work he put together, the depth of the research.
He makes it hard not to want to troll him, but he's made a lot of mistakes and he's broken a lot of the rules.
No doubt.
And in this world, there are certain rules you have to play by, even if, regardless of your situation, regardless of what you're doing, what you have done, what's happened to you, there are certain rules you have to play by. And if you don't play by those rules, the online community is going to remind you of that. And they're going to make your life hell. I've seen it happen time and time again. I've been around for a little bit now. I've watched people, you know, try to be the next Barrett Brown and just get their lives destroyed. And the only reason why Barrett Brown's life wasn't destroyed, and the only reason why he was allowed to continue to coexist with this world is because of the quality of his work.
If he was just
some loon who had no idea what he was talking about, we would have drove him away a long time ago.
Yeah, right on. Good point. I mean, 2020 being hindsight, it would have been a good move to sort of disaffiliate and done his research and his work and been sort of the quirky personality in a different sort of in a different universe than what he was trying to cross, you know, trying to keep one foot in and one foot out. But hey, 2020 hindsight.
That being said, you know, especially coming from the time period that he comes from in Anonymous, you grow this bond. I mean, it's hard to just turn around and walk away from and do your own thing. You know, there's a sentiment there that makes it, you know, Anonymous has offered a lot of people some of the most powerful moments of their life.
Yeah,
you know,
no doubt.
People thought they would never make a difference or making a difference now. You know, and regardless of what you want to say about Anonymous, the actions speak for themselves.
For the record, I have nothing but I've had some of the most important moments of my life through Anonymous, and I'm old, man, you know, and I've been lurking a long time, but it's an incredible idea. It's an incredible concept. I mean, you're right. It is hard to walk away. People at risk, other people at risk. And, you know, fucking Brandon Darby. Oh, sorry, I don't know if I'm allowed to curse. And Sabu.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, you can say whatever you want. It's the internet, dude.
Yeah. Oh, right. You know, great examples. Brandon Darby is the most full of shit dude I've ever fucking had the displeasure of listening to in my life. And he doesn't even understand how he got flipped and how much, at what great risk he put a lot of people around him at, and a lot of important people who have done really important things, and not just in the last decade, over the last couple decades.
You know, it's not that Brandon Darby doesn't get it. Brandon Darby doesn't care. Sabu, on the other hand, the Sabu, that whole saga is interesting because, you can fault Sabu for snitching. And, of course, he's a snitch. Fuck snitches. But in the end, in the hacker world, that's how people get busted. One person makes a mistake and rolls over on everybody else. If everybody else had been on top of their game, Sabu couldn't have rolled over on them. And
true.
Sabu couldn't have. You know, there's still people who weren't busted because Sabu didn't have the information to roll over on them. You know,
true, who didn't leave open a little doorway of vulnerability.
Right. You know, him and Topiary had each other's personal fucking phone numbers and stuff like that. Like, you can't do that if you're doing what they were doing. I'm not saying don't trust anyone. Trust me. I've been from one coast to the other meeting people from online and, you know, and we wouldn't do, you know, we wouldn't get together in real life the way we have and, go to these protests in real life together if there wasn't some trust there. But if you're committing the kind of acts as brazenly as they are, or as they were, you can't do that. Like, I get everybody wants to trust their friends, but you're in a position where you can't trust your friends, especially.
Yeah, it's a tenuous situation, no doubt. You know, it's got to be played very delicately. I like the way you put it.
A lot of people say they can't see why Sabu snitched, but the reasons why are so obvious. You know, and then you can say, well, if you're not ready to face the punishment, don't do the crime. But I know a lot of people who do something and they're not ready to face the punishment. And if I told everybody don't do something without being ready to face this punishment, there'd be a lot of stuff that doesn't get done. It's like telling protesters, if you're not ready to get arrested, don't show up. That's foolish, because then nobody will ever show up. You know?
Right.
You can't be prepared to get arrested and face 15 years in prison. You just can't prepare yourself for that. I'm sorry.
No, and everybody rolls, man. From the Cosa Nostra to Mata Salvatrucha to fucking the Latin Kings, everybody rolls, dude.
You know, it happens, and most of the big hackers who, you know, and throughout history who've been busted were snitched on. Or they got sloppy, but most of them were snitched on, you know. So you have to assume that's what's going to happen, and you have to assume everybody's going to get caught.
Now, scouring the indictment, I really can't see how he won't get time served and be released. I mean, it's a pretty bullshit, flimsy indictment.
Yeah, it really seemed like they were grasping for straws there.
I think you mentioned somebody's kids, and somebody got a fucking stick up their ass about that. You don't mention kids, but it is what it is.
They probably shouldn't have mentioned kids.
No, I agree. You know,
understand when somebody's, you know, if we're to believe everything that Barrett says. And that this agent Robert Smith is harassing his parents, you know, or his mom, and you know, then it's kind of about fair play, you know. Of course, Barrett's gonna do what he thinks is gonna affect this guy, you know. That being said, there's very little of these charges that are probably gonna end up either sticking or, you know, go if he doesn't plea or, you know, take a plea. He's probably gonna serve.
Yeah, I think that's a fair assessment. Hello.
Oh, my God. I was muted right there for a second. I'm sorry. My bad.
It's all good.
I want to bring on another caller now. We have an old friend of the show with us now that I'm going to bring on. And I'm talking about our good pal, OpNoPro. What's up, OpNoPro?
Hello, hello, hello.
NoPro.
Who am I with?
You're with Sicko and...
Sicko the Clown.
And somebody else.
Antichrist.
Antichrist. That's right.
Okay.
Antichrist. Let me label this.
Good to see you guys. So, Barrett Brown, my favorite subject matter. Wow. Yeah, the indictment's going to stick, and there's a lot of reasons for him earning what he earned. You don't
fuck
around.
Can you elucidate on that? On why you think the indictment's going to stick?
I shall absolutely elucidate on that. The only way that Barrett Brown is going to get off is for somebody to make a technical error during the trial. As far as elucidation on the topic involved and whether there's enough there right now to make it stick, conspiracy is not a hard thing to prove. Not at all. We've seen how easy it is to prove, haven't we?
But who would be the subject of his conspiracy?
Did Barrett plan? Did he premeditate? Did he make videos? Did he cut a script? Was he sitting there doing things? Was he setting up certain nights? Was he inviting certain individuals? Was he having certain conversations? I can go on and on and on.
But from a legal perspective, for there to be a conspiracy, there has to be an act of crime committed that...
No, there doesn't. No, unfortunately, the world doesn't work that way. And I wish it did. I'm so tired of people that are naive in the sense of what there has to be and what there doesn't have to be. I'm the one that argued 2 years ago that Anonymous is... one gigantic conspiracy in the room. Okay, I was trying to warn everybody. Stinko, you know that.
Oh, I know.
You know that I was the one that came forward and tried to help everybody on that front.
But what is the conspiracy, what is the subject of the conspiracy? What is the conspiracy? What is the goal of the conspirators?
To give him time.
To what?
To give him time. Look, he's not the only one that conspired, and conspiracy isn't the only charge. Do you think that it's fair for somebody to yell theater in a crowded fire?
No, I don't. I don't. You know, I myself have been through the legal system, and I do know something about it.
35 years, my friend, okay? And I announced that on this show earlier. A 35 fucking year sentence that I did. Did I do all of it? No. Did I get off lucky? You're damn straight I did. I did 2.5 years of it.
Two and a half years of the 35 year sentence? 35 years.
Jesus, is that going to confuse everyone? So anyway, the point isn't how much time did I serve in a federal penitentiary. Or why. But I'll tell you, it was a napkin that was held up in court with my writing on it that put me away. Okay?
Well, that you shouldn't have given that hooker your phone number.
That simple is how things go on in life. Now, Barrett has done a lot of great things, and he's done a lot of foolish things. And it's the foolish things that have absolutely knocked up the problem of him getting pregnant. That's what's going on. Barrett is in trouble.
Oh,
Barrett's
been
up for a long time.
Here's the thing, though. How much total time is Barrett facing?
How much total time is Barrett facing?
Yeah.
On those three counts, I'm not an expert at it because I'm not a lawyer. I'm a negotiator. But I do work with legal teams all the time. I would say that one is facing, on those three charges, probably more than the norm because of the people that it involves. In other words, one would think that, okay, it's 5 years, you know, when you do this kind of thing. Well, not when you do it with an FBI agent.
Right.
It's 3 years when you do this kind of thing. No, it might be 20 when you do it with an FBI agent. And so he's got the institutions against him. And he thought it was a joke. He certainly did, or he wouldn't shut his fucking mouth. And, you know, when Barrett gets up there and says, oh, my dad went to prison, I'm going to go to prison too. You know, I'll be dead before I'm 40. You know, I'm going out blasting guns, you know, and two guns in my hair like the pharaohs. You know, it's just that kind of crap.
Yeah,
the thing about children, you don't do that. You don't sit there and threaten. This was not a discussion about children. This was a threat to the children. If you recall,
he was a threat to the children. The threat of violence that he made, he did not make towards this agent. He made towards anybody who comes to arrest him. He threatened to go down shooting because he would assume that they were Zetas.
Both ways.
He never threatened guns towards the agent. He specifically stated he wasn't going to harm the agent. But he did say that any officers who showed up to arrest him, he's going to treat them as Zetas because that's the way the Zetas roll, and was going to go out blazing. That was the stupidest shit that Barrett Brown's ever said. You're not saying something because Barrett Brown says stupid shit.
First we'll drink your beer and then we'll kill you. First we're going to drink your beer and then we'll kill you. Nice videotape. Really interesting commercialization. Yes, there's conspiracy. Yes, there are threats made against other individuals that are considerably high level in the sense that they are to be taken seriously. This is not somebody that's a paraplegic in a wheelchair that says, I'm coming running after you after the show tonight. And I'm going to kill you, motherfucker. You know, that's at a much lower threat level than what Barrett Brown has done, because there is ability on Barrett's behalf to follow through on all the stupid shit that he said and he did. There's ability. That ability is what melts you in court. That ability is no different than there's always a snitch behind a role. Do you understand? You with me?
I agree that they only took the threats towards the agent seriously because they knew Barrett Brown could follow through with them.
That's all they needed to do. I mean, how much do you need other than to threaten an FBI agent that is conceivably real? How much more?
He can't legally possess firearms. Did they know of a cache of firearms he had at his house?
He said he did.
But yeah, so what? A lot of people say shit, especially on Twitter.
Yeah, and a lot of people get in trouble for things that they should have never said and isn't real. Doesn't matter.
His exact words were, I'll shoot anybody on site who comes onto my property.
What?
He said his exact words is, I will shoot anybody on site who comes onto my property. And then he alluded to the fact that he was referencing the Zetas and not the FBI. The whole Zeta thing, I think, is crazy in its own right. But just to be clear of what he said, and he did say that he was going to go after the FBI agent, but not to harm or kill him, and then went on to say he was going to ruin his life. You know, and it's poking the hornet's nest. There's nothing intelligent about it. I'm not making that argument, you know. In fact, I'm not making any argument except for the fact that Barrett did some great research and had a really good insight on the security apparatus that seems to be clamping down around us.
Hey, guys, I gotta go. My phone's about to die. It was nice talking with all of you.
Hey, Sicko, good to talk to you, brother. Peace.
Sicko, be careful.
Take care, no pro.
Okay. Love you, brother. All right, Vince.
But no, pro. Everything you're saying makes perfect sense and is right. I mean, if you hear frustration in my voice, it's simply because
I'm frustrated because it occurred. Okay, you know.
Because of what?
Because it occurred. It's that simple. Barrett has been taunting them for at least 3 years that I'm aware of. Okay.
Yeah, no doubt. And it's idiotic to.
Part of with him in one way or another, and one just hearing about him at my last project in Libya before I even came over to Anonymous. And he earned quite a reputation by doing a lot of things right and a lot of things wrong. The problem with Barrett is he thought he could do no wrong. Barrett thought you could do this, you could do this. He basically acted as his own lawyer all the way, making decisions. And then all of a sudden, you know, to go, well, I'm good. I've got lawyers on pro bono. I can win anything because I don't have to pay. It doesn't work that way.
No, it doesn't. You're 100%
and,
right.
You know, you get lawyers on pro bono, and I'm not saying they're bad. But I am saying that's not your golden key out of jail.
No, definitely not.
Are no golden keys out of jail other than having the right relationships in order to swing something special without turning. You don't need to turn. You understand? And I'm not saying that Barrett has or hasn't, because I'm not sure. He hasn't turned on me. There's nothing to turn on. When I entered Anonymous, I entered purely transparent. First,
right.
Try to argue, take off your fucking masks, and we're a million strong.
Right.
Leave
I'm actually in the same boat. I was too old, you know. I got interested in Anonymous when I already was established on the internet. So.
And I'm 62 years old, and I've been on the internet since, God knows, 66, you know, before it was called the internet.
Yeah.
I mean, way before, when we were doing Star Trek at college on cards.
Right.
So
were servers with the size of buildings?
Absolutely.
That's crazy, man.
Absolutely. I mean, computers were lifted one computer by an airplane, a complete airplane. But Barrett's got a problem, and the problem is his mouth is not in sync with his mind. And there's a good argument, and it's going to come up about, you know, his drug usage. But it only goes so far, because Barrett said, I'm drug-free. I'm on Suboxone. I'm doing okay. I kicked the habit. Then all of a sudden he was back on. Then he was off, then he was on, then he was off. Just on, off, on, off, on, off.
You and that's always a huge Achilles heel, big liability.
Absolutely. And the problem is he's going to argue that when he did anything stupid, he was on.
Right.
You know?
But like you said before, the problem is like his attitude. The feds have a hard-on for him, and he kept stirring the fucking hornet's nest.
He just wouldn't drop it. We all knew he was going down. The question was when, because all of us would just sit here and scratch our heads and go, how can he fucking get away with what he's doing? Not how can the indictment have what it has in the indictment, but how could Barrett go on for years and left unattended? How can you get on national television and swear that you're going to screw up some five-sided building, and then when they call you on saying you're calling war on the Pentagon, you go that, oh, there's lots of five-sided buildings. You don't need to be cute.
Right. That's exactly what's really going to be his undoing, is that smugness, unfortunately.
That's right.
Hey, Antichrist, what's your Twitter account name?
Anticrisis 73.
Anticrisis 73. All right, I just wanted to let everybody know that we're live here with Anticrisis 73 and OpNoPro. If you want to join us, we're talking about Barrett Brown and Anonymous and all this stuff. There's plenty of time to get in on this still. And also, OpNoPro, we have a good friend of yours that wants to say hi. I'm talking about our good pal, Vert.
Hey. Vert would know better than any exactly how this shit goes down.
Say hi, Vert.
Hey, my friend. How are you?
Oh, I'm living life as much as I can right now. You know the situation.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm pretty good, taking it all in, especially on this one. This is the one I waited for, or not hoping that it would happen, but waited for.
Oh, yeah. Now, BB was great to me in a personal way. I mean, he got me my attorneys, and I love him for it. But I saw this happening, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you just be safe and be credible.
I will. You gave me a lot of advice, and I'll keep with it.
Absolutely. I needed somebody like you to take it, because it's meaningless falling on deaf ears.
Oh, yeah. Well, we've got to keep passing it on to the generation.
So, what do you think about the whole thing?
Well, it sucks. I mean, there's definitely a hole in the internet where DB's craziness used to fill.
What's are you going to put out a Barrett Brown CD collection? Use my comic book cover if he wants.
Hey, you always did have some good picks.
Vince, what? I don't have the chat room going. Is there anything being said in chat that we should take consideration of?
Good question. Yes, the chat is going. We got a few people on here. We should probably give Twitter shout outs so you get an idea of who we got here. In the chat right now, we have want to give a shout out to Anon Sicko, Cyber Monkey, Desert Rose, Domella, I don't know. Dougie Doug, shouts out to Dougie Doug. Domella's
taught me everything I know.
GU375, we got Malisha, 13, Nick Stone, 0, Panopticant. Whatever. Sorry if I butchered your name there. Vert, Wena One Actual, shouts out to Wena One Actual. We're Fucked, and Cake Capitalist in the building. Big shouts out to Wena One, We're Fucked, and Cake Capitalist. Thank you.
All right.
Oh, Melissa. Sorry, I keep calling it Malisha, but it's Melissa. It's kind of like... what's his name? Mr. Midnight Movie calls Goofy Bone Goofy Bones. Like, you say Goofy Bone. He goes, Goofy Bone. No, say Goofy Bone, like singular. Goofy Bones. Like, he just can't physically do it. I don't know.
Like rolling your R's or something.
Yeah. I feel really bad. I made right before you came on, OpNoPro, Miss Becker was on. And I trolled her a little bit on air, and she totally rage quit.
I would not say it's the she's a great lady, but you know that I have issues only because of people that she hangs with. That's all.
Right. I feel terrible. She like unfollowed me on Twitter too.
Well, she'll be back.
I hope so. I'm
not the first time.
She'd be great for this conversation right now. We should call
her. She didn't seem mad. She just seemed to have panicked a little.
She was pissed. She felt like she got trolled hard, I guess. Like, I didn't put her in. I think she thought that she was in the green room the whole time. But she was only in the green room for maybe like 30 seconds or so. You know, it wasn't very long. But I think
that's too bad.
She was actually doing a good job.
She was great. She's awesome. We were talking about, she'd be great to be on this conversation. She had a very strong reaction to the indictment and tweeted at length about it. But yeah, we should call her. Should we call her?
You should bring her in. Domela, you should call in, Dom. Come on. It's going to end up being in your newspaper anyway, and it's one of our favorite topics.
Yeah, Domela, I've studied more stuff that you've tweeted harder than I studied in college.
And he steals it from me, so come on.
All right, we're going to call Ms. We're going to call Ms. Becker, all right?
Okay.
Here we go. Hang on, I got to dial here.
Did the Orioles win?
The what?
Who
did the Orioles win?
The Orioles won tonight. Yeah, we covered that. The Orioles and the Cardinals won today. And we had a non-sicko on. He was really disappointed about his Rangers, who just pretty much collapsed the last week of the season. But anyways, if you're just joining us, earlier we had Ms. Becker on, and we were talking about this Barrett Brown crap with her. She was really, you know, she's awesome. She was into it. We wanted to test something. Anantico and I wanted to test something, and we pretended that we went in the green room for a little bit, and I turned it over to her. It was supposed to be her show, like the Ms. Becker show, for 10 minutes, and it didn't go for 10 minutes, but I let her talk on her own for about, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 minutes, 5 minutes, And then I came back in and very quietly put her in the green room for just like, it had to be 20 seconds. I don't know. We'll go back. If you're listening to this in the archive, you can go back and see. But then I brought her back in just out of the green room, like mid conversation with Sicko and somebody talking about Barrett Brown. And she felt embarrassed, and she totally rage quit, left the chat room, and then unfollowed me on Twitter.
Yeah, the unfollow surprised me. She was doing great, and then panic set in.
All right, so you got it. You play the good cop. You tell her that, right?
Yeah,
we're gonna call her right now. We're gonna call her right now. Here we go.
Are you serious?
Hey, Ms. Becker.
Hello.
Hey, I just wanted to apologize for trolling you earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you didn't take that personally. Hello?
Hello. I don't really take it personally. I call into your show. I'm tired as fuck all day because I didn't sleep last night. And I had so much fucking caffeine just so I could stay awake for your show. And you fucking troll me.
But you were doing great. And then, like, the panic set in. You were doing well covering for him. And I have to take some responsibility because I was the one who didn't respond the first time when Vince said, hello, caller, because I was predisposed doing something else. And that's what instigated the green room experiment. But I thought you were doing great.
Okay.
I can't comment. I wasn't there, but
yeah,
I know that
Opnopro
you should just...
You rage quit right when Opnopro was going to come on, too.
A lot of people rage quit right before I show up anywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
That even happens at parties. I don't understand that fucking
shit. But the point is, we were having a great discussion about Barrett Brown and everything, and I thought it was a shame that you weren't part of it, Ms. Becker, because you seemed pretty knowledgeable about it and into it. So I thought we'd try to pull you back in to the mix.
Yeah, come on. Everybody's
controlled by the green room trick. You're not the first person or the last person.
Okay.
You were actually impetus to call in because of how you were analyzing the indictment, and it was right in front of you. And my chat room thingy wasn't working. So I said, fuck it, I'll call.
Repeat what you said? I didn't understand what you said.
Oh, you were the impetus of why I called in, because I can't remember the specific point you made about the indictment, but clearly you had it right in front of you and you were referencing it. And I couldn't get the chat thingy to load, so I called in. I'm usually pretty shy.
Oh.
And then it was the green room thing, and then you were gone. I wouldn't take it offense to anything, and it would be great if you joined the discussion if you feel up to it.
Okay, I'm here.
All right.
And Vert's here too now. It's Anti-Crisis, Opno Pro. You're not the only one that rage quit though tonight, Ms. Becker. Sicko rage quit too, just right after you. He's like, I cannot believe you did that to Ms. Becker, and he just left. Hung up. So just so you
forever.
Know, you had people on your side. People are in solidarity with you.
There should be a Twitter hashtag that refers to their solidarity with me over rage quitting Vince the Bay Show. That'd be a very long hashtag.
Dude, you unfollowed me on Twitter. That made it hurt even worse. I was like, oh my God.
That's my fuck.
I was surprised you didn't block me. I was waiting for you to block me. I was like, oh.
I've had the equivalent of 4 espressos just to be awake for this.
And you got it. You're here.
You know what? You should switch to coffee. A cup of coffee actually will give you a better buzz. That's what I drank before the show.
What caffeine vehicle did you use?
What? Coffee.
What?
Coffee.
Well, I thought she said she didn't drink coffee. She drank something else to be awake.
No, she drank 3 shots of espresso. I'm encouraging her to try coffee next time. Not Starbucks, though, because Starbucks is like...
I had these things called shot blocks that Cliff makes, energy bar, and one shot block is the equivalent of 1 shot of espresso. And then I also had another coffee drink thing.
Does it have any phenylphenylene in it, or is it just caffeine?
I don't know. I just know the package says 1 little cube equals a shot of espresso.
And you're a little person.
What?
You're a little person.
I'm a little person?
Yeah, it's going to hit you harder because your body weight ratio to the chemical.
No, I am not a little person.
Oh. Well, there goes my bubble.
I won't say it now.
I thought you were under 5'6".
I'm 5'6" and a half, but
yeah.
I'm kind of a heavy girl.
She's curvy. She's voluptuous.
I'm curvy, yeah.
Okay.
My OkCupid profile says curvy, so there you go.
You got more little extra cushion for the pushing. That's there's nothing wrong with that.
Huh.
Do you remember why I told you I blocked you?
Because
What?
Say that again.
Go on.
I think all it was is I said something like you tweeted about Barrett Brown and I replied with I'd hit that or something like that. And you blocked it.
So here we are. There's a day of reckoning. So what do you think? Tell us about this indictment. What do you think?
I think it's just the edge of, or a question of how far does our our freedom of speech go in the context of getting really pissed off at the FBI and saying, if you show up at my door, I'm going to defend myself because I think you're corrupt. And then it's kind of like either...
We're all old enough to remember a gentleman named Ice-T who had an album called Cop Killer, right?
It was actually Body Count, his hardcore
Body Count. But Body Count, yeah. The most popular track off the album was Cop Killer. You know, and Eazy-E, Fuck the Police. So now all of a sudden it's okay to put out records and stuff like that. That threatened the life of LEOs, but not on Twitter. But now that being said, you know, some of the more sort of inflammatory comments that Barrett made, you know,
were his personal videos on YouTube.
Sure, and same things like if H.B. Gary did to me was legal, it'll be just as legal when I do it to the FBI. You know, but I have to agree with Ms. Becker. I think that the point is, like, I mean, if you go on Twitter and search, you know, any gang name, and you go and just sort of look at the timeline, the threats are nonstop. They're violent as hell. They're specific to officers. They're specific to departments. But those cats don't get arrested. And I'm not saying they should. You know?
And not everybody is going to. You know, there is some degree of selectivity that goes on.
Yeah, no doubt. So I guess the question is that okay? Is that right?
The thing is that gets Barrett is that there's actually a statute. When you say, like, fuck the police and you're rapping about it, you know, they're not specifying, unless you have a song that's fuck the FBI, they're not specifying it's a federal agent. Barrett was specifying that it was federal agents, Federal Bureau of Investigation, and the statute that they're hitting him up on that he's violating specifies federal agents and federal law enforcement agents. So that's why they don't go after every single gangster or rapper that says fuck the police, fuck this particular city police.
with the music bit, but I mean, like, it, you know, search, you know, hashtag Bloods or hashtag Chris. There are specific threats to specific officers working specific shifts. And those cats don't get arrested. And again, I'm not saying they should. So the specificity of you know, Barrett's threats, belligerent as they may have been, does it constitute a legitimate threat to Agent Robert Smith's life?
Yes.
Right. And I believe the actual specific threat against Robert Smith is just the threat of doxing him. I don't think he really.
Well, he already came on my show. He came on. He was on the show earlier. He's out there. He exists now. He debunked it on the show, an exclusive. It was amazing.
I'm pretty sure there is a doxing works on him, by the way.
Yeah, I'd like to see that. No, I'm still not convinced he exists. But you know who I do, who does exist and who's on the line with us now that I'm going to bring on for an update is our good friend City of Flint. City of Flint is actually, what he does on Friday nights, he checks in with us and he drives a party bus. And tonight he's driving a bus with a big, what he calls a, I don't even know what he calls it. It's like a bunch of MILFs or GILFs to get together and party. I'm going to bring him on right now. City of Flint, what's going on? What's happening? City of Flint, you're on the air.
Hey, everybody. I'm no pro, Ms. Becker.
Hey, Flint.
I was just really calling to tell Ms. Becker that I still love her. Not to be sad.
There's so much solidarity. In That guy, somebody jumped out of my chest. There's like 5 left.
Unfortunately, I've got a busload of Rubenesque young women and the radio so goddamn loud that I can't even hear myself talk. But great show tonight. It's great to hear all you guys, especially out in Opro. And sail strong, everybody.
Okay. Take care, my brother.
See, tell all the ladies in the background to scream for us. Oh, he's gone.
What a job. Fucking paradise, man.
I know.
Yeah, he. That's what I said, but then he was like, "Oh, am I Patriot Gregging? Are you? Can you guys hear me? Okay."
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah.
All right. Good. Yeah, I don't know. I got distracted, but he's got a great job, and I told him that too, and he said that that it's great on nights like this. But then there's other nights where he has to play like bouncer or, you know, mediator, but sometimes, and then, you know, there's, the bodily fluids and stuff. So it's not all, you know, fun and games, but it's still pretty cool.
I think we have this weird thing in this culture that whenever anything becomes official work, the pleasure in it seems to decrease exponentially quickly.
That's right.
If that made any sense. I mean, I think even ball players are like, fuck, man, I got a game tonight, you know. And okay, I know rock stars are like, fuck, I got a show tonight.
No doubt. No doubt. If you're joining us, it's right now we got Miss Becker, Anti-Crisis 73, Op No Pro, Vert, all on the line. We got 15 minutes to go. If you want to get in on this, 347-826-7667 is the number. There are a few other people on the line, but they don't have their hands up. If you want to join the conversation, just press number 1.
Tamara.
So No Pro.
Yeah.
What do you think is going to be the ultimate ruling with Barrett Brad? What do you think he's going to serve any time at all, or he's going to just get signed? Well, he's serving time right now. So you think he's going to get burned on a lot of this, or what's your perspective?
I believe Barrett will do some time for what's occurred here. And I believe certain charges will be filtered or dropped, per se. The argument, you put enough arguments forward so that you don't have to win on every one. You just need to win on something. And, Lauren, would you agree with that?
I'm sorry, I was chatting on Facebook. What did you say?
You don't need to win on every item that's in the indictment. You just need to win on one. Therefore, we often see indictments that have something in it that is kind of a toss. It's a giveaway. And
yeah, he's got 3 charges against him.
Right.
So, and each charge probably has a different level of punishment. I know the threat to a federal agent one. I know that that's at least 1 year, but I think it could be up to like 30 years or something crazy, like depending on the seriousness of your threat. So that one is one you definitely...
And the believability of your threat.
Yeah, believability of your threat. So that's one, if he gets convicted on the threat for retaliation or threat against a federal agent, he's seen at least 1 year up to, you know, whatever crazy amount they want to give him. That one, like I said... Sorry, got my mic. Like I said, his specific threat against Smith was a threat to dox him, and then the other, if you want to call it a threat, was if the FBI shows up and raids me, then I will, you know, bring out my guns and shoot them. And it's kind of like, if you want to get all legal and technical and break it down, the intent of that is hypothetical, and it's kind of like, can you really convict someone on a hypothetical of if the FBI raids me? And he doesn't know that he's going to get raided. He doesn't really have any reason to believe he's going to get raided, because I think he even talks about, you know, you guys already raided me and you don't have anything on me. You know, I don't even know what that original warrant was the first time raided. So there's no reason for him to believe that he's about to get raided. So the intent of retaliating if they were to show up is totally hypothetical.
Right.
In fact, they raided
him. It may be hypothetical, but he did say, following that first incident, that you rest assured, I do have a gun. And
he does have a what?
He does have a gun, is what he said.
Right there would give law enforcement premise to enter his domain, considering that he's not allowed to have a gun.
Oh, why isn't he allowed to have a gun?
Because he has two misdemeanors and a felony, I think, on his record.
Oh, okay.
He's got nine different things.
One thing that really puzzled me reading through the indictment was the fact that he, knowing people are listening in, that he said there were things on the computers that the feds already had in evidence that they were holding, that he was going to get off of the computers and publish or make public once they responded to his demand to get his property back within 2 weeks.
Yeah, and I will have my property back in 2 weeks. You just watch.
And when I get it back, there's things on there you haven't been able to find. That really puzzled me, you know. I would have to think, and maybe not, but there's somebody on the FBI who could pretty much clean out an entire, an entire system and find everything in it, but maybe not. You know, I just don't know that much.
No, it doesn't go that fast, especially when you're talking Barrett's library. It doesn't go
right.
That fast at all.
Extensive.
Well, not that they just have to mirror everything, or make ISOs out of everything and give you a hard disk back. You don't get your stuff. They've been sitting on friends of mine for 3 and 4 months.
Yeah.
Bert, you know what I'm talking about as far as things taking time to get back and get on with.
I've had my shift for 15 months.
There you go. And that's,
they still have it, right?
They still have some of
yeah.
her savings from her Sacramento days. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
How long has that been? That's almost 2 years now.
Well, there's got to be a law, a byline in one of these cyber laws that's like, when they bust a drug dealer and take the property that is allegedly bought with the funds made from dealing illicit drugs. And what it'll be is if your machine has been used in any sort of hack or anything, they'll never have to give it back.
That's right. And they never have to give his back. And whoever told him this 2 week shit, it gave him bad advice.
Oh yeah, they.
Yeah,
I bet you it's the same as mine.
Go ahead, Ms. Becker. What were you gonna say?
No, my comments when I was tweeting about it was he's got like a delusion of grandeur going on where he thinks he can tell the FBI what to do. He's just being grandiose. If he really thinks that way.
Maybe he's
an asshole and he's grandiose, or maybe because he's got all these issues, the heroin addiction, the Suboxone withdrawal, you know, that might be a sign of his instability generally, that he thinks he can make these demands. That was my take.
When you withdraw, your ego is lessened, but when on, I think he certainly had sort of a narcissistic component to his personality.
Right.
And ordering around the FBI, Nopro said before, just slamming the hornet's nest with a stick, not just poking it. But
yeah.
Regardless of the sort of the morality of what he was doing,
legal question now. And what is, you know, how careful do we have to be on Twitter, you know, or on Facebook or whatever social media you may use, you know, what is going to be the new off limits? You know, is animated, passionate speech not going to be allowed? It's mm-hmm. where's the line going to be drawn?
Yeah, and that's the scary part. You know.
And I'm certainly not advocating
social network.
Threatening specific law enforcement agencies or officers, but I'm just saying, you know, if you do it to somebody who's wealthy, is, you know, will they be able to exercise the same rights as police or federal authorities because of the pull they have in their own community? So, you know, it doesn't just stop with the cops, you know, everything seeps out. But anyway, Vince, awesome show. I love it. I listen every week. First time I've gotten the balls up to call. Opno Pro, thank you for your wise words. And hang in there. And much respect to everybody.
Thank you.
Right on. Thank you. I appreciate the call, Anticrisis.
Yeah, you bet, brother.
Make sure you follow Anticrisis73 on Twitter.
Got it.
Good times. Good times. Anticrisis 73 brought it. That was awesome. So great to hear from him. He was one of the people that was badgering me when I took my long hiatus there. He was one of the people that was badgering me to come back and said, hey, we'll do the heavy lifting. And I was like, all right, I don't know what that means, but I guess it meant he'd eventually call in, which he did, which was awesome. And I'm still here with Miss Becker, Opno Pro, and Vert. We have a little bit of time left. Things are winding down here. We got 7 minutes to go. If there's anybody out there listening that wants to jump on the air and say anything, give a shout out, whatever you want, you got about 5 minutes to do it.
Domela, get on.
Oh my God.
See you.
Oh my God, Miss Becker is following me again. Miss Becker is following me again. I just got an alert. This is huge.
If you don't mind, I got something selfish to say.
Yeah, go ahead, dude. Go ahead.
It's kind of related, but about the whole giving stuff back thing. We actually had the federal judge rule in March that feds had to give us up. Or give us our shit back within 30 days. And, the feds are still fighting it. They went for, They went to another judge, and they're still fighting it from back in March. But the judge actually ruled to give us all unrelated data back. Not that anybody follows our stuff.
They said that you have to give back what data?
Unrelated.
Anything unrelated to the warrant.
Oh.
Like all of our PCs.
I don't think he's going to get anything back. Everything is related because it's intertwined. And if it's not related, they're going to make it related. You know, they can call
it. The part of the thing is we don't, and he doesn't know what the warrant was in the first place.
Sorry, that's why I was selfish. This is about my case, not Barrett's.
Okay.
Sorry to interrupt you.
Yeah, there's so many cyber terrorists out there, and it's hard. It's, you know, you get confused really easily when you're talking about them. But I've been blessed to have you all to call in today and talk about this subject matter. And unfortunately, Jay Lederman was supposed to be here. He canceled, but it would have been interesting to get his take too. But there's actually, I read some quotes from him in that AP article. Shouts out to, I want to give some Twitter shout outs while we got a chance here. Thank you, Anon Sicko, for tweeting the show. Thank you, Jen Knox, for tweeting the show. Thank you, Dolmella, for tweeting the show. Thank you, Wayna One Actual, for tweeting the show. And, yeah, thank you, everybody. So let's go around the horn here. We got 5 minutes to go. Vert, do you have any final words that you'd like to share before we sign off the air here?
No, thanks for having the show. Sorry Jay didn't show up, and I'm glad Opnopro did and the rest of you. I love you all.
Love you too.
Right on. And Opnopro, any final words?
When I was arrested, the Rolling Stones, I think it was singing "You Can't Always Get What You Want" in a paddy wagon.
Mm-hmm.
And it just reminds me of that moment in time where Bert should replay that song and listen to it quite closely, because he's out of touch with reality, and this is a time when you shouldn't be. This is a time when you have to take something seriously. As I was saying, you can't yell theater in a crowded fire. Famous Abbie Hoffman line. And that's the way it rolls. That's it. He's going to have to shut his mouth and eat some crow and just take it easy.
No
Which
doubt.
Unfortunately, we know is impossible for him.
Yeah.
So we're just going to watch him go burn himself up.
Yeah. Ms. Becker, any parting thoughts from you?
Keep your eyes on the gas prices in California.
Oh, my God.
And whether or not we're going to run out of gas, or all the gas stations are going to shut down like they've already started doing.
Yeah, yeah. It's I was watching CNBC today, and they had the correspondent somewhere in LA where it was like $5.95 a gallon. And that's just like, yeah, it's just like added like a dollar overnight or something like that. It was like 20 cents. It's some obscene number.
I think it's been 50 cents since the beginning of the week, at least.
Yeah.
At least where I am.
Crazy, dude.
All right.
All righty then. Well, good times. What's that, Nopro?
Who else had something to say?
Nothing. I thought you did. You were about to sound like you're saying.
Oh, no. I'm good. I'm good.
All right.
Ms. I thought you were going around the horn.
I was. We did. We did. And
a small horn.
Yeah, well, there's only a minute left, so the horn is pretty much done. But the spirit of the show lives on in into eternity as it goes into the archives. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Especially the chit-chatters that held out to the end. Anon Sicko, Cyber Monkey, Dolmella, Dougie Doug, Annie, Ms. Becker. Oh, she made it back in time. Nice. Thank you for following me again. Melissa 13, Panopticant, Vert, and Wena One Actual. Thank you, everybody. Hit me up on Twitter, twitter.com/Vince of the Bay, and I'll should be back next week at the same time, same bat channel. Also, vote for me at btrpresident.blogspot.com. All right, that's it. Good night, people. Peace out. I fly like paper, get high like planes. If it gets me at the border, I got warrants for my name. If you come around, hey, we working all day. Your life gon' pass you in a second.
ever since we get to 2 o'clock in that game. Dog food for dinner, the world is in flames. Bonafide hustlers making that change, just like Jesse James when I'm sitting on trains. Ever since we get to 2 o'clock in that game. Dog food for dinner, the world is in flames. Bonafide hustlers making that change, that's all they wanna do is enter and take your money. All they wanna do is
very nice.